Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to Trundle Bed Tales. This is our May 2013 roundup about what's going on to update you about everything that's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom and beyond. And before I get going, I just want to take a minute and let everyone know, in case you did not hear, Daniel Rabb, who sort of fell into the Laura Ingalls Wilder fan world fairly recently. He attended the Laura Palooza conference in 2010. He actually had volunteered and was on a couple of committees for us too. And he has passed away now. Actually, he died March 23rd. We have a post honoring him up on the Beyond Little House website, but I did want to mention it here, too, in case anyone hadn't heard. Dan was really a joy. I don't think anybody who attended the conference doesn't know who he was, and he especially put in a lot of time helping over at Camp Laura, and he will definitely be missed going forward. So I just did want to make sure that everybody had heard about that. Before we get into other things that are going on. Now, I wanted to make sure everybody knew that we didn't get quite on the right schedule again for April. And the only episode I ended up getting done was the April update, which is no good. And we got to get better at getting back on track. But I'm getting lots of people who say they will do the podcast, and then we try and get the date narrowed down. And it's my resolution that I'm starting this month that I'm going to start trying to arm wrestle people a little earlier to get a current date, so we won't have another time where that happens, where the update's the only episode of the month. But that being said, it was a good update because we updated quite a few things that was going on and caught us all up from January. And going forward, we do have the next episode of Trundle Bed Tales scheduled, and that's going to be on this Saturday night at 6:30 Central Time. It's going to be one of our travel time episodes, and we're going to be talking about conferences. So if you've ever been kind of intimidated by the idea of going to a conference, or if you thought, why would people want to spend time at a conference if they didn't have to, I'm going to walk you through sort of what some of the jargon is, the steps of going, what you can expect when you're there, and I think it's going to be a fun episode. So tune in Saturday night for Travel Times Conferences. For my personal speaking programs for May, I actually have two of them today. The first one is going to be a class at Iowa State University. They've been having on children's literature, and they've had people speaking on different people like Wanda Gog and Maude Hart Lovelace, and this week is me talking about Laura Ingalls Wilder. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be this afternoon. And this evening I'm going to be at the Ames Public Library, and I'm going to be telling Pa's Big Green Animal Book stories. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight, and it's going to be at the Ames City Hall because the Ames Public Library is actually currently being renovated. So we appreciate them making the effort to accommodate us, and I'm sure it's going to be a good program. Then next week, May 15th, we're going to be at the Montrose Health Center in Montrose, Iowa. We're doing Laura Ingalls Wilder, What a Doll. which is always a fun program. That's going to be at 1 in the afternoon. So if anybody is in Southeast Iowa, that might be one that you may want to try for. The What a Doll program tends to be, I don't tend to do that one quite as often as some of the others, so it's a good chance for you to get to hear it. And then I'm going to be at the Clinton Public Library in Clinton, Iowa, doing my general program Wednesday, May 29th at 6 p.m. So you can keep an eye on both my blog and on the website for upcoming programs. And remember, if you want me to come and speak in your area, I can certainly do that. Tell your local library, museum, or group, and you can find more information about the programs that I have available and what's involved on the Trundle Bed Tales website. Or you can contact me. You can find me on Facebook under Trundle Bed Tales or my name. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Google+. You can leave a message on my blog, or you can email me at info@trundlebedtales.com. So we're looking forward to bookings as the summer goes on. Now, the other thing that I wanted to be sure that I talked about was the home sites being open for the year. Although some of the home sites actually open earlier, April, one of the reasons it's kind of a big Laura month, it tends to be when you first start seeing a big push of the Laura museums open. A lot more come online during the month of May, and the last one opens on June 1st every year. So usually everybody's all ready to go by June 1st, which is something to know if you're planning a trip. It's always good to plan a Laura trip out. A year's good if you can, if you haven't been to one of the home sites before. I mean, not that you can't visit with less than that, but you really want to do a lot of research before you go, and a year, it gives you a good amount of time. If you are thinking about going in the off season, you certainly can, but be aware which museums open when, and if you're planning to go to one that is not currently open, call them. Sometimes they can accommodate you, sometimes they can't, but at least you'll know where you stand. So I'm just going to run through the home sites and where they are, and as far as being open or not yet. Pepin, Wisconsin will open May 15th. And they actually have a countdown on their website now, which is, I think, kind of cool to opening. And the Great Wisconsin Road has put together an event, so you can join it if you want and tell them that you're either coming to their opening on the 15th or at least going to be there in spirit. Independence, Kansas, the Little House on the Prairie Museum site, opened April 4th, but they have been just slammed with bad weather. It's been snowing, it's been raining. At least they haven't had another bad hailstorm like they did last year, as far as I can tell. But they had to end up canceling one of their events because they moved it once because of weather, and then they ended up having to move it again. But other than that, it seems like things are open and ready for business at Independence. Call before you go. But they should be in great shape and open and ready. In Walnut Grove, the museum opened April 1st, 2013. The dugout site, now you've got to remember that it's on a creek, and the creek floods in the spring. So for the moment, it's going to open sometime in May, as far as they know, but the date is dependent on weather conditions. When I actually called to get the date from them, which has been about a week and a half ago now, they still had snow on the ground that had to melt, and the creeks are already pretty full. So the dugout site doesn't actually open until it's safe for people to get near the water. So call ahead and check if you really want to get to the dugout and you're planning on a visit. And And then they're going to close the season on October 13th. But things seem to be going pretty good in Baroque. And I did want to mention, just because I thought this was very clever of them, one of the ways that museums or restaurants or things like that can get some little extra spending money for various projects and things is they host themed birthday parties where, you know, you can bring a bunch of kids and they'll have some activities ready and, you know, what have you. It's kind of fun to do that at some sort of organization. We actually did one when my brother was little one time. We went to McDonald's and bought one of the McDonald's themed birthday parties. It was kind of fun. But anyway, they're starting to do that at Burr Oak. So if you want to have a birthday party, you can have a birthday party with all the trimmings, planned activities, all sorts of little extra things going on at the Burr Oak Museum. I think that's just great, and I'm really tempted. It's supposed to be for kids, and it says right in the write-up it's for kids, and I'm really tempted to see if I can't get them to make an exception and have a birthday party for adults there, because I think it would be just great fun. But that's what's going on in Burr Oak. Desmet is also open in April to their longer hours. In fact, the Memorial Society really doesn't close. They just kind of reduce their hours during the year. And then in April, they go to a more regular schedule. In May, they're back open Monday to Saturday. And then June to August, they have the longer hours. However, the Ingalls Homestead in Desmet doesn't open until the Saturday Memorial Day weekend. Now, they do answer their phone, so if you need to make like a camping reservation or you have any questions, you can call and do that before that. And they also start doing school tours during the week starting April 29th. Now, if you are planning on coming through Desmet and you want to do the Ingalls Homestead stuff with the school tour, they are completely open to you doing that, but you should call ahead to get specific times because they vary daily. Mansfield, being down in the lovely southern country, was able to open March 1st because they didn't have to deal with any snow much. And they are coming right along on the archive building. I don't know how soon it's going to actually open, but it is underway. They're working on it. Things seem to be coming right along in Mansfield. In Malone, they open again the Saturday before Memorial Day. And from that point on until they close for the season, they're open 7 days a week. I asked, and they said that the one-room school replica exterior is now done. They're still hoping to get more for the interior, but they were unclear, but I think that might be to the point where they can use it for school tours. Spring Valley, it opens May 18th to the 19th. We'll be open the May 18th and 19th for Wilder Fest, and then they start their regular hours beginning Saturday, May 25th. Keystone's the one that opens June 5th, and Vinton, Iowa, the School for the Blind, doesn't really have set hours. They're part of a larger institution that's open all the time. Call ahead and check with them. Right now, the old main roof construction is going on, and it's going to be going on until November. We're so thankful that the Regents decided to pay for that. Drop them a note and tell them. I'm sure they would appreciate it. But anyway, I would recommend calling ahead pretty much any time you want to go to Vinton, especially this summer with the construction, to get information about what's going on. But they are very accommodating and will be glad to make you do a tour. Now, what I gave you about the programs that I am having this year and the opening dates for the home sites are both up as blogs posts on my Trundle Bed Tales blog. So if you want more information, you can check there. And as always, pick up a phone and talk to somebody at the home site. Thank you so much. We are out of time. We always run out of time because there's so much interesting stuff going on in Laura Fandom. I will see you Saturday. And hopefully we will just keep going with a fantastic Laura year. Thank you.